Storytelling for Marketers, the most in-depth instruction kit anywhere. Part 4. We have crossed rivers, climbed mountains, and beat back the legions of distraction. It's time to switch your phone to silent, angle your screen to the perfect degree, and cozy up for Storytelling for Marketers, Part 4. Oh yeah, we did that. In this lesson, we're going to show you how to get the most from your stories, including tons of inspirational examples, a hatful of strategies, and a bag of serializing tactics. But first, make sure you've been through parts 1, part 2, and part 3 of this storytelling series. If you've already completed these lessons, skip down to the next section. All of our guides are put together with one purpose in mind: you. We really want you to get this, so for goodness sake, get to the appropriate lesson and we'll see you at part 4 soon enough. If you decide to keep reading but haven't completed the earlier lessons, you're only cheating yourself. In other words, you're lazy. Here's the links for parts 1, 2 and 3 on the written version of this on our blog at einsteinmarketer.com. Storytelling formats. Content stories are best told in one of three formats: written, video, and audio. All right, we admit, this isn't big news, but there's two things you must take away. Don't use images unless you've got loads of time on your hands. Images don't allow us to build a relationship. There's just too much content out there. Two, adopt a mixture of formats. Use all three types to reach a wider audience. Some people read content, others watch it on social media. Many people listen to audio files while driving or exercising. Hit them all. Break it up, break it up. We want our audience to revisit our business or brand, don't we? Content stories increase your chance of return traffic and engage readers when they're broken up. In other words, imagine taking your favorite book or movie and tearing it into three equal slices. After you've watched the first part, you're hungry for the second and starving for the third. Does it work? Just ask Charles Dickens, after you've revived his corpse or contacted him for a Ouija board, obviously. In 1841, American fans rioted and stormed the New York Harbor, waiting for a British ship to dock with the latest chapter of The Old Curiosity Shop. So, that's law-breaking, social disobedience, and a good old-fashioned riot all in the same story. Let's use it. The three best types of serialized content stories. This is part 4. It isn't your first storytelling rodeo. By now, you should have a protagonist, plots, antagonist, and story steps. It's time to pour that big old juicy mixture into one of Einstein's three types of serialized story. Episodes. This type of story features recurring, very similar, short stories. An episode is completely tied up, start, middle, and end in one hit. But it is so entertaining, interesting, and compelling that the audience can't wait for the next installment. Episodes work really well with a killer antagonist and a really simple yet effective plotline. They are split up usually by a week to avoid overkill and typically hung on the title hook. My personal favorite is the genius Will It Bend by Blendtec. The story of these episodes is always the same. What can their blender defeat? If we go back to part 2 of their series, you'll remember the Overcoming the Monster plot. Blendtec used this plot with their product, You Storytelling 1, as their protagonist against different antagonists or monsters, and their narrator creates an engaging hook. These videos receive millions of views, have a repeat audience, and demonstrate the power of their product. Here's one of our favorites, because nobody actually likes Justin Bieber, do they? Want to see more of Will It Bend? We've got the link at the bottom of this post. The Ascent. An ascent content story is made of continuous updates about reaching a specified target or a happy ending. The key differential in ascent content stories is that they have a definitive ending, but unknown obstacles and timeframes. Ascent stories are amazing sources of relatable inspiration for your target market. They can use either the protagonist from Storytelling Part 1 and any plot, but they won't work without honesty. Don't miss anything out. Your audience need to hear everything. Make sure they do. Ascent Stories can build a huge amount of engagement, whether that comes in the form of support or advice. It's incredibly valuable. You should grasp every possible opportunity to hold conversations with your audience, especially mid-story. Ascent Stories are so powerful, bloggers build their entire audience from them. In many cases, they're the whole reason for the blog. Perhaps the most notable in the story of one red paperclip. It's an oldie, but a goodie. Way back in 2005, a man created a blog about one red paperclip and how he was willing to trade it for something in return. And he did, for a pen, shaped like a fish. He then used his blog to trade that pen for a doorknob. And so on, and so on, until 14 trades later, he traded his way to a house. That's right, his story took him from one red paperclip to a house. He didn't spend a penny. Just traded up and kept his audience engaged with his story. Cool, right? Ascent updates get cooler the further an audience travels. And don't worry, we'll give you a link to the full red paperclip story at the bottom of this post too. Feature story. This is a story already planned, decided, and written with a definitive beginning, middle, and endings. Features are the simplest to put together. All the elements have already been covered in part 1, 2, and 3 of this series. When your story is ready, use the worksheet from part 3 to split it into 3 steps. There's no hard or fast guidelines for the different stages of a feature story, but if you're stuck for ideas, here's a classic never-fail formula. Part 1. Use your protagonist to create a connection with your audience. Example, they both have the same big problems. Begin the story, and just before the close of part 1, include your first big turning point. Part 2. Reveal the effects of turning point in part 1 to emotionally affect your audience through your protagonist. Build up to another turning point. Leave part 2 with a cliffhanger. Part 3. Detail the effects of the turning point in part 2. This leads to a big discovery, a final battle. The end of your chosen plotline, a resolution, and a satisfying close. Don't panic if your story requires more or fewer installments. There's no set guideline. But be careful trying to sketch them into too many parts. But be careful trying to stretch them into too many parts because your audience will stop caring and they'll never return. Value is more important than quantity. Don't forget that. Storytelling. Using your stories. Did all that go in? We hope so. If it didn't, don't worry. It's not going anywhere. Come back to the blog anytime for references whenever you need them. When you've been through the different story format strategies, draw the elements of storytelling part 1, 2, and 3 together and create engaging forms of content. And remember, variety is the spice audiences love. Play with ideas until your content is on point. This is only part 4 of 5. In the next lesson, we'll show you exactly how to place your content stories. Expect loads more examples and actionable strategies. We'll see you there. Did you enjoy part 4? Have you already got some content stories ready? Ask Einstein's advice by leaving a comment below or sending us a message on Facebook, and we'll reply as soon as our social media manager has recovered from a slightly suspicious sick day. You've been listening to Einstein Marketer. We hope you enjoyed the content. Please add us on all of your social media channels. Einstein Marketer is on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Medium, Tumblr, Pinterest, and LinkedIn.